Saturday night down in Montgomery, the Camellia Bowl kicks off at 8 o'clock Eastern time. It's Arkansas State and Middle Tennessee State. These two teams, they were also once conference foes in the Sun Belt, but Middle Tennessee State moved to the Conference USA in 2014. In fact, the last time these two schools met, the Sun Belt title was on the line, and Arkansas State beat Middle Tennessee 45-0. I'm sure that Rick Stockstill will bring that up to his team a time or two in preparing for this game. The Red Wolves were leading Troy in their season finale where they were playing for the Sun Belt, but Troy scored with only seconds on the clock for a win, and they had to share the Sun Belt title.
Yeah, that was a tough loss for Arkansas State. They were actually down 11 points. They came back, they took the lead, and just lost at the wire. Middle Tennessee State, they've been beat down with injuries at key positions all year, including, you know, the coach's son, the quarterback. They started 3-5. But they found a way to win three of their last four to get here.
And after winning their sixth game, Middle Tennessee State still thought they might be shut out of the bowl season. Matter of fact, Stockstill had a season-ending meeting with the team on Selection Sunday because he didn't think they were going to get a call. But shortly after that meeting ended, the Blue Raiders got a call and an invite from the Camellia Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good little side story there because the kids thought they were done, especially the seniors. Now they get to play again. And one thing I'll point out on this bowl game, if you're not familiar with these teams or you don't care about these teams, one reason to watch, Arkansas State defensive end Javon Roland Jones is currently the all-time leader in sacks for State and the Sun Belt, but he is just one sack shy of breaking the all-time college football or FBS record held by Terrell Suggs of Arizona State.
Well, and this Camellia Bowl has not been in existence very long. Johnny Williams, former Troy Athletic Director, is the executive director of Camellia Bowl, and they do a great job there. The teams love to come, and every game that they've had has been exciting going down to the wire, and I think it's going to be the same type game this year with a couple of old conference foes facing each other. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on Inside the Numbers.